B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're going to start with the next Mishnah, about six lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Mishnah, Mi shehoyo loy shnei tinoikos. If a person had two infants that were newly born, they were obviously twins, and they needed a bris milah. Echod lomul achar ha-Shabbos, ve'echod lomul b'Shabbos. One of them, the eighth day from when they were born, was on Sunday, was Achara Shabbos, and the other one was on Shabbos. V'shochach umol es shel Achara Shabbos b'Shabbos. And by mistake, instead of doing the bris milah on the child that needed the bris milah to be done on Shabbos, maybe he did that as well, we'll see in the Gemara, but he circumcised, he did the bris milah on the child that it's only the seventh day since he was born. The Sunday child, he did the bris milah by mistake on Shabbos. Chayev, he's chayev. Makes a lot of sense. He wounded the child. He made a chabola, and he didn't do a mitzvah with it because there's no mitzvah of doing bris milah before the eighth day after the child is born. And therefore, he's chayev. Another scenario. And the first scenario we just mentioned, there's no discussion, no machlokes in the Mishnah. Echod lomul be'erev Shabbos ve'echod lomul b'Shabbos. A similar scenario, but somewhat different. If the two infants you had that needed a bris milah, one of them, their time was on Friday, and the other one was on Shabbos. And for some reason, the Friday baby was not done a bris milah to on Friday. V'shochach umoles shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the bris milah of the Friday baby on Shabbos. That's called a milah sheloi bizmanoi, and we know that milah sheloi bizmanoi is not doicha Shabbos. And by mistake, and the person was all in a behola, he was all worried and concerned, trying to do the mitzvahs. He made a mistake, and he did the bris milah on the Friday baby. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Here there's a machlokes tanoim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, is chayev chatos, because you're not supposed to do a bris milah on shaloi bizmanoi on Shabbos, and doing a bris milah you're not supposed to do is an avera on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says at the end of the day you did a mitzvah, because the Friday baby, you're not supposed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. You're supposed to wait till after Shabbos, but if you did the bris milah, you've done a mitzvah. And therefore, he says that you're potter, and we'll see in the Gemara some more details. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Masni Chayev. Rav Huna learnt our Mishnah, the tradition he had, which is the version we have in our Mishnah, that in the ratio of the Mishnah, the first case is a case where it was a Shabbos and Sunday babies, and there he did the Sunday bris on Shabbos. Chayev, everyone says Chayev. Rav Yehuda Masni Potur. Rav Yehuda reads the Mishnah very differently. Rav Yehuda, he takes the case of the Friday Shabbos baby that's discussed to the end of our Mishnah, and he makes that the Reisha, and instead of saying Chayev, he says Potur. That if you did the bris of the Friday baby on Shabbos, you're Potur. And then the Sefer, according to Rav Yehuda, is the Shabbos Sunday babies. And there he says it's machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, chayev. According to Rabbi Yeshua, is potur. Rav Huna Masni chayev de Tanya, because he has a brisa that explains that the machlekes exactly like he does. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechluku Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua al mi shehoyu loy beis tinoikos echod lomul b'Shabbos ve'echod lomul achar Shabbos. In a case where one baby was a Shabbos baby and the other one was a Sunday baby, v'shochach umol es shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, shehu chayev, everyone agrees. That's the version we have in our Mishnah, the Reish of our Mishnah, and that's how Rav Huna learnt it. Al ma nechluku, where's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua arguing? Al mi shehoyu loy beis tinoikos, he had two infants, echod lomul be'erev Shabbos, ve'echod lomul b'Shabbos. One was a Friday baby, the other one was a Shabbos baby. V'shochach umoles shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, sher Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poyetur. Ushneim, and now in the Brisa is explaining Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Ushneim lo ilamduo elo me'avoidas kichovim. We know, and we saw this in the sugya on Daf Samach Tes, that the halachas of chatos is learned from avodah zarah. The pasuk explicitly tells us that somebody who does avodah zarah and he does it by mistake, then he's chayev chatos. And we learn from there that all chatos has to be similar to avodah zarah. And here, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer learn their halachas based on what we understand from avodah zarah. Rabbi Eliezer sovar kavodas kechovim. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayev here, just like avodas kechovim. Ma avodas kechovim in the case of avodah zarah. Omar Achmona loisav, the Torah said, don't serve avodah zarah. Ki ovid mechayev, and if you do serve avodah zarah, if it was a mistake, you chayev chatos, hochanami here too. Loishna. The Torah said, don't do the bris milah on Shabbos. And we're talking here about milah sheloi bizmanui, which means that you're doing the Friday bay bris on Shabbos. The Torah said, don't do it. And you did it. Then you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter here because he sees a difference between avodah zarah and here. Hosam in the case of avodah zarah, Delav mitzvah. When you served avodah zarah, you weren't doing a mitzvah. Of course, there's a chiyuv chatos. Hocha, however, in the case here, mitzvah, at the end of the day. When you do the bris milah of the Friday baby on Shabbos, it was osa. You weren't allowed to do it. It's milah shaloi bizmanui. But at the end of the day, he needed to have the bris milah done, and you mekayim a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if you mekayim a mitzvah, if you got confused, and in the confusion, you, by mistake, you did a mitzvah, ta'obid bar mitzvah va'osa mitzvah, in that case, you're potter from chatos. Rabbi Yehuda learns it differently. He learns potter. He learns that there's no machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the case of the Friday Shabbos babies. And they both agree that potter. And the whole argument's going to be on the Shabbos Sunday babies. The Tanya you learnt in the Braisa, Omer Rab Meir. Loi nechleku Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua al mi shehoyu loi beis tinoikos echad lomul be'erev Shabbos v'echad lomul b'Shabbos. If somebody's got two babies, a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, v'shochachu moles shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the mila of the Friday baby on Shabbos, shehu potor. Everybody agrees with that. According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Meir, not like in our Mishnah. Alma nechluku, where's the machlekes? Al mi shehoyu loy beis tinoikos echad lomul achar haShabbos v'echad lomul b'Shabbos. If you had two infants, a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, v'shochachu moles shel achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, that in our Mishnah it seems everybody says you chayev. Because it was Torah b'dvar mitzvah, v'lo yosa mitzvah. If you do the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, you've not done the mitzvah, it's too early. But according to Reb Meir, it's a machlekes. Reb Eliezer mechayev, Reb Eliezer says in that case you're mechayev, chatos. Reb Yeshua poiter, Reb Yeshua says potter, and again, ushneim lo ilamdua elo mevoides kichovim. They both learned their halachas from avoides kichovim. Reb Eliezer sovar kavoides kichovim. Rabbi Eliezer says it's like avodas kechovim. Ma avodas kechovim, Omar Achmona lo yisavid, v'chi ovid mechayev. But avodas zorah, the Torah says, don't do avodas zorah. And if you do avodas zorah, you have to bring a chatos. Here too, the Torah says, don't do a mila, don't make a wound in a child. We're talking here about a child that's not even reached the eighth day yet. It's a Sunday baby. You're not allowed to do that mila on Shabbos. You did it. You're chayev chatos. Hochanami lo yishno. Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter. Hosom in the case of avodah zarah, loy torid. You're not confused with doing the mitzvahs. Loy torid mitzvah. Hocha torid mitzvah. Because let's remember over here, he has two infants. He's got a Shabbos baby as well. So he's getting confused and he really wants to do the bris milah for the Shabbos baby. And with all the confusion, he did the bris milah on the Sunday baby. But he was confused with the mitzvah he was supposed to be doing today. And therefore, it's not similar to avodah zarah. And therefore, he's potter. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Rab Chia. Oimer hoyo Rab Meir. Rab Meir used to say, and this is a different version of Rab Meir than we just saw a few moments ago. Loi nechleku Rab Eliezer v'Rab Yeshua al mi shehoyu loi beis tinoikos echad lomul be'erev Shabbos echad lomul b'Shabbos. And in this detail, it's the same as the Rab Meir we saw a moment ago, that in the case of the Friday Shabbos babies, there's no machlekes. Before we saw that everybody agrees he's potter, because it was a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, and for also mitzvah because the Friday baby is already the 8th day, he did the milah on Shabbos on the 9th day, he did the mitzvah, everyone was potter. Rav Meir here says the opposite. He says when you have a Friday Shabbos baby, you chayev. Everybody says you chayev. We're going to have to understand that. Beis tinoikus echad lomul b'erev Shabbos v'echad lomul b'Shabbos. V'shochach u'moles shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos shu chayev. Al ma nechluku, where they're arguing, al mi shoyu loy beis tinoikus echad lomul Echara Shabbos v'echad lomul b'Shabbos. If you have a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby, v'shochach u'mol shel echara Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, and there, in the same way as we saw before in Rav Meir, Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos Rabbi Yeshua poiter. So it's, as far as the Shabbos Sunday babies are concerned, the two Rav Meirs are consistent. As far as the Friday Shabbos babies are concerned, in the first Rav Meir, he says everybody agrees you're potter. In the second Rav Meir, he says everybody agrees you're chayev. And the Gemara is now going to ask a very strong question. Hashta Rabbi Yeshua Sefer, Deloika Ovid Mitzvah, Poiter. What did we see here? In the case of the Shabbos Sunday baby, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? He says, you're Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. You're Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. Even though you did the bris of the Sunday baby on day 7 on Shabbos, you're still Potter, according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's what we saw here. He's Torud B'dvar Mitzvah. He's confused, but when trying to do the mitzvahs, he's Potter. How then can it possibly be that Hashta Rabbi Yeshua Sefer Deloika Ovid Mitzvah Poiter, in the case of the Sefer where Rabbi Yeshua says Potter, we're talking about doing the Bris Milah on the Sunday baby on day 7. You didn't even do a mitzvah. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yeshua says you had the right to be a bit confused and your Potter, Reisha Deka Ovid Mitzvah, in the case of the Friday Shabbos baby, where if you do the bris milah on the Friday baby on the next day on Shabbos, you've done a mitzvah. It's day 9. It's milish lebizmanoi. You shouldn't have done it on Shabbos, but you have done the mitzvah. Mechayev? How can it be that there, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir, everybody says you're chayev? It doesn't make sense. So in the first version of Rabbi Meir, it's okay, because in the case of the Friday Shabbos baby, everybody says he's potter. For that reason, he did the mitzvah. And the machlekes is only on the Shabbos Sunday babies where Rabbi Yeshua says potur and Rabbi Eliezer says chayev. But we hear where Rabbi Meir, in the second Rabbi Meir says that on the Friday Shabbos babies, everyone says you're chayev, even though you've done the mitzvah of milah. How can that conform with what Rabbi Yeshua says that on the Shabbos Sunday babies where you've not done the mitzvah, over there he says you're potur? It doesn't make sense. Omro debe Rabbi Yana explains as follows. Reisha, in the case of the Friday Shabbos babies, where everyone says Yochayev, kegoin shekodam umol shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. This is adding insult onto injury. Not only did he do the milah of the Friday baby on Shabbos, he actually did the milah of the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos. So what you're left with now, on Shabbos, The Shabbos baby has already been taken care of. It's a problem. You did it too early. But the Shabbos baby is not going to have the bris milah now. So what are you left with? Only with the Friday baby. The Friday baby, as far as Shabbos is concerned, is milah shelo bizmanoi. So you weren't supposed to do any chilul Shabbos. And since you weren't supposed to do any chilul Shabbos, you were not supposed to be confused bechlal. You were supposed to put the concept of milah out of your mind altogether on Shabbos. Therefore, even Rabbi Shua says yochayev. Sefer, but in the case where Rabbi Yeshua says potur, is nitno Shabbos lidochis, because over there you've got a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. So it's true that when he does the milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, it's a problem, you haven't even done the mitzvah. But at least you had the right to do a bris milah on Shabbos, on the Shabbos baby. And since you had the right to be a bit confused with the mitzvah, therefore Rabbi Yeshua says you're potur. But in the case of the Reisha, we're talking about where there's no baby that was supposed to have bris milah on Shabbos, because the Shabbos baby, you did the bris milah on Friday, and therefore you had no rights to be confused, and therefore you're chayev if you did the bris milah on Shabbos. Omar le'Rav Ashi le'Rav Kahana, Reisha nami nitno Shabbos lidochis, legabe tenoikas de'alma. How can you say that in the Reisha, in the case of the Friday Shabbos baby, the reason everybody says you're chayev is because on Shabbos, the Shabbos baby was already done the Bris Milah on Friday. The Friday baby was Shaloi Bizmanoi. So you're saying over there, everybody agrees, there was not supposed to be any Chilul Shabbos at all. That's why you're Chayev. I don't understand. Shabbos is relative to Mitzvah's Milah, of course Shabbos gets overridden. How can you say here that Shabbos was not supposed to be overridden at all? Shabbos does get overridden. It happens to be in this case not, but otherwise yes. So why should he be Chayev? Says the Gemara, you're right. This particular father or this particular moil with these particular babies, none of these infants in front of him were supposed to be had done the Bris Milah on Shabbos, and therefore this particular person was not supposed to be confused, and therefore he had no rights to be Mechal Shabbos. It was not excusable that he was Mechal Shabbos, and that's why he's Chayev. Continues the next Mishnah. Kotoin nimoil l'shmoino l'tisha u'l'asara u'l'achadasrei u'l'yudbeis. Lo ipochis v'lo yoisa. A healthy child, if it's a child is sick, we're going to learn about that soon. A healthy child, the only days after he's born that we ever have that it can be appropriate for him to do the Bris Milah is on day 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Before the 8th, never. After the 12th, there's no good reason to justify that. Unless the child's been sick. Ha-ketzad, says the Mishnah, explain. Kedarkoi l'shmoino. A regular baby that's born on a regular day, at a regular time, the bris is done on the 8th day. No reason that not. That's what it says in the Torah. Noilad l'bein ha-shmoshes. If a baby is born bein hashmoshes in the time between the end of the day of Sunday and the beginning of the night of Monday, and it's not clear, was the baby born still on Sunday or was it Monday? So the 8th day from Sunday will be the following Sunday. But if in the event that the baby was born on the Monday and you do the bris on the Sunday, then you've done the bris too early. So just because you don't know, you have to push off the bris to the Monday, and relative to the Sunday when the baby may have been born is day 9. Noilad lebein hashmoshes nimoil letchi. Bein hashmoshes shel erev Shabbos. What happens now if the baby was born late Friday afternoon? It was already getting dark, and we don't know, was the baby born just before Shabbos set on at the end of Friday, or was the baby born after the onset of Shabbos? So, bein hashmoshes shel erev Shabbos, nimoil la'asara, you have no choice but to do the bris 10 days after the Friday, which is Sunday. Because you cannot do the bris the following Friday, maybe the baby was born on Shabbos, and Friday is going to be day 7. You cannot do the bris on Shabbos, because maybe the baby was born on Friday, and then Shabbos is not day 8, it's day 9, and it's Milah Shalei Bizmanoi, and Milah Shalei Bizmanoi is not Deicha Shabbos, so you have to push it off to Sunday. So the baby may have been born on Friday, and the bris is going to be on Sunday, that's day 10. Yom Tov Le'achar HaShabbos. What happens in that same scenario if Matzah Shabbos, Sunday, is a Yom Tov, and Milah Shalei Bizmanoi is not Deicha Yom Tov either, so you have to push it off another day? Then it's Nimoy Lechadasre. What happens if there's 2 days Yontav? In Eretz Yisrael, we have 2 days Yontav always on Rosh Hashanah, for reasons we're going to discuss later on in Shas. Then what happens if the baby was born on the end of Friday, Bein Hashmoshes, Friday night, and the following Motzah Shabbos is the first day Rosh Hashanah, and then Sunday night is going to be the second day Rosh Hashanah, so you cannot do the bris till Tuesday? So if the baby may have been born on Friday, the bris is done on Tuesday, that's Nimoil Achadasre. That's Nimoil. If it's Beis Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah, Nimoil Lishtemasre, then it's going to be on day 12. Cotton Hachoyla. If a child was sick, Ein Me'alin Oisei Achi Yavri, you're not allowed to do the bris milah until he becomes healthy. And we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what that means and how long you have to wait. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Cholzoso Ichamo, if this child had fever and it was dangerous to do the bris milah, and then his fever subsided and now he's feeling better, he's not any more sick, noisnim lo zayin lehavroiso. You need to give him 7 days in order to cure, in order to become strong, and only then, only on the eighth day are you allowed to do the bris milah. Asks the Gemara, Boyeluhu, mi bo'inon me'eis le'eis, do you need 7 full 24-hour periods? For example, if the baby became better on midday Sunday day, do we say you need to have 7 times 24 hours from Sunday midday to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday, to Thursday, to Friday, to Shabbos, to Sunday? Only then, Sunday midday the following week, where you've had 7 full 24-hour periods, then you can do the bris milah? Or do we say no, you have to have 7 days? Sunday he became better, Sunday is one day, Monday is another day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and straight away on Sunday morning you can do the bris. You don't need to wait till the following Sunday, midday. That's the question of the Gemara. Toshema, we're going to bring proof. The Toni Luda, somebody called Luda, we learnt in a brisa, Yoim Havra'osoi K'yoim Ivoldoi, that when the day that he gets healed is compared to the day that he was born. That's all it says. My love, we take it for granted. What does that mean? Ma yoim hivoldoi loy boinon me'es le'es. Regarding a regular baby that's born, we don't need the termination of 7 24-hour periods before you can do the bris milah. If the baby was born at the end of Sunday afternoon, while it's still Sunday during the day, you can do the bris milah the next Sunday morning, even though you haven't had a full 7 times 24 hours. Therefore, so too here, regarding healing, the day that he heals is one day, every other day is another day, and the following Sunday morning, you can do the bris milah. That's what we would have thought, says the Gemara Loi. No. It is similar to the day he was born, in as much as you need 7 days. But it's even more than the typical counting 7 days before you do the bris milah. Regarding counting the 7 days after a baby is born, only after which, on day 8, you can do the bris milah, there you do not need me'es le'es. But when it comes to the healing, ba'inon me'es le'es, over there, you do need to have 7 24-hour periods before you can do the bris milah. And obviously, you can only do bris milah in the day. So if the 24-hour period finishes at the night, you have to wait till the next morning. Says the next Mishnah. Eilu hein tzitzin hama'akvin et hamilah. We've already learnt about this previously, that there's a concept called tzitzin, the little shreds of skin that are left from the orlos skin, and that are not, and they are covering over the crown, the head of the aver, of the limb of the bris milah. So eilu ein tzitzin ama'akvin es hamilah, bosor ha'choyfe es roiv ha'atoro. The crown, which is the widest part that surrounds the part where the head of the aver merges with the main part of the aver, so that widest part, if there's any of the skin that is supposed to be removed, the priya skin that is supposed to be removed and totally revealed at Atara, if roivu Atara, if most of the Atara in the circumference, if most of the circumference is covered by this skin, then that's called tzitzin ma'akvin, and the mila is invalid. Ve'eina oichel b'truma, and one of the ramifications of being an oral is you're not allowed to eat truma if it's a godel who can eat. He's not allowed to eat truma, he's considered an oral. Ve'imhoy obal basar, what happens if a person is very fleshy, or even a child, and there's a lot of access, he's a very flabby person. Mesaknoi mipnei maras ayin, then one has to fix it, one has to do whatever one has to do. It's a machlekas in the poiskim, if you cut the skin, if you just move the skin, it's a discussion, but you have to fix it for maras ayin, in order that people shouldn't think that chas v'sholem, this person hasn't done a bris milah. Because when this is just regular, and the aver of the milah is protruding normally, then one can tell that the bris milah has been done. But if the whole area is concealed by the flesh, you cannot see his done bris milah, and that's no good. Says the Mishnah, Mol v'loi pora. We've mentioned a few times already that Mila needed a few different stages. The first one was to cut away the orlos skin, which is the part of the skin which is beyond the head of the Aver. And then there's pora, the part of the skin that covers the head itself has to be bent back over the Aver in order to reveal the head, in order that the head should be exposed, and that's called pora. Pora means to reveal or to uncover. You have to uncover the head. If somebody only did Mila and did not uncover the head of the Aver from the skin, it's considered as if he hasn't done the Mila, and the Mefarshim ask, you just said now that even if there's a bit of skin just covering most of the circumference, it's already not called a Mila, it's already called a Tzitzin HaMa'akvinis HaMila, they stop the validity of the Mila. So of course if you've left all the skin on the head of the Aver, of course that's not going to be valid. So there's a discussion in the Mefarshim what exactly the Mishnah is coming to tell us with this extra line. Says the Gemara, Omar Bavino, Omar Birmiya Bar Abba, Omar Rav, Bosor HaChoyfe Es Roiv Goiva Shel Atoro. Don't think that Tzitzin HaMa'akvin is just if most of the circumference is covered by a little bit of skin. Even if only a very small section of the circumference is been covered over by a piece of skin, by a shred of skin, that the length of that skin covers most of the height of the atora, of the head, that's sufficient to invalidate, to make the whole Mila as if it's not, he hasn't done the Mila. It's called Tzitzin HaMa'akvin. So whenever we check for the Tzitzin, for these shreds of skin, we check that there's no piece of skin that's covering most of the atora. That's the widest part of the head, the part of the head that's closest to the body. And we check that there's no pieces of skin that are hanging over the head itself, roiv of the height of the head. That's also ma'akav. Continues the Gemara. V'im hoyo bal basor v'chulu. The Mishnah said, if somebody is very fleshy and the excess flesh is hiding the fact, is covering up the fact that he's done the bris mila, it has to be fixed. Omer Shmuel, cotton amasurable bebosor. A little child that's got lots of access is covered with a layer of access flesh. Royin oisoi, how do we determine whether you have to fix it or not? Because you've done the bris mila. The bris mila is kosher, it's just that one can't tell. So Shmuel, the version of Shmuel uses, the formula Shmuel uses is as follows. Royin oisoi kolzman shemiskashe. We look if at the time where the Aver becomes hardened, v'nire mohu, if when the Aver is hardened, one can clearly tell that the mila has been done, eino tzorich lomul, you don't need to do anything more to fix it. V'im lav, but if when the Aver is hardened, you cannot see that it's mohul, lo tzorich, v'im lav tzorich lomul, then you have to fix it. B'masnitaton, in a brisa, we learned the same halacha, but using a little bit of a different term, and there's going to be a halachic ramification to this. Reb Shim ben Gamliel Oymir, Kotn amasurbul bebosor, a child that's got a layer of added flesh in the area near the Mila, Royin oisoi, kolzman shemiskashe, what we look is to see if when the Aver is hardened, ve'einoi nire mohul, if when it's hardened, you cannot see that he's done the bris Mila, tzorich lemoiloi, then you have to fix it. Ve'im lav, but if that's not what you see, which means that when the Aver is hardened, then it's not clear that the Mila hasn't been done, eina tzorich lemoile, then you don't need to fix it. My Benayi, what's the difference between Shmuel that says we check if the Aver is hardened, if it looks mohul, and then you don't need to fix it, or whether it looks eina mohul, and then you do have to fix it? What's the difference if you're looking for mohul or looking for eina mohul when the loch is the same? If it looks mohul, you don't need to fix it. If it doesn't look mohul, you do have to fix it. Says the Gemara, Ike binayu nire ve'eino nire. If the flesh is just covering over the Aver, or the head of the Aver, just partially. So then according to Shmuel, he says you have to see, Royin, do you see that it's mohul? No, I don't see it fully, I only see half. You have to fix it. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, have a look. Do you see that it's not mohol? No, I don't see it's not mohol, I see it's partially mohol. Then you don't need to fix it. Continues the Gemara. Mol v'loy pora. And the Gemara is actually not talking about that particular case of doing mila and not doing priya. It's just the title of the Gemara. And the Gemara is now going to tell us the text of the brachas that one says at the mila. And most of us are familiar with this. Tonu rabbonon. Hamol, the moil, what bracha does he say? He says, Oymer asher kirchonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu al hamila. Hashem has sanctified us with his mitzvahs and commanded us the mitzvah of mila. Avi haben Oymer, what bracha does the father of the child say? Asher kirchonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu l'achnisoi b'vrisoi shel Avraham Avinu, to enter the child into the covenant that was made with Avraham Avinu. That's the bris mila, and that is the father's duty, the father's schus, and his responsibility to make sure that the child has a bris mila, so he makes this bracha. Ha'imdim oimrim, all the people who are standing round witnessing the mitzvah, what do they say? Kashem shenichnas labris kein yikonis l'toira l'chupa l'maisim toivim. In the same way as the child was brought into the bris of Avraham Avinu, so too he should be brought into toira, and he should be brought into the chuppah and brought into Maisim Toivim. And others say this is actually a bracha to the father. In the same way as the father had the schus to bring his child into the mila, the father should also merit seeing his child be brought to the chuppah and to Torah and to Maisim Toivim. V'hamavorich oimer, the person who's holding the cup of wine and making the bracha, what does he say? He makes the following bracha. Asher kidash yedid mi beten, Hashem sanctified the beloved one, which Rashi says is Yitzchok Avinu, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tamit Avraham Avinu, and when was he sanctified? Already from the womb. And Rashi brings that already from the womb, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Vakimoisyes brisi isoi, that I'm going to make a covenant with Yitzchok, and that was even before he was born. The covenant being the bris milah. Choik b'she'eroi, some, the decree was placed in his flesh. V'tzeetzov, and his descendants, which is all of us, chosam b'ois bris kodesh, were sealed with this sign, with this covenant of the bris kodesh. Alkein, therefore, b'schar zois, in this merit, keil chai, our living Hashem, chalkeinu, our portion, tzavei, command, lahatzil yedidos she'ereinu, you should rescue the beloved of our flesh, which is this child that's just had the bris mila, mishachas, from destruction, leman brisoi, for the sake of the bris, ashesom bivsareinu, that we've put in his flesh, boruch ato Hashem, koireis habris, Hashem who has established the bris. That's a regular bris mila. Hamol es hagerim, somebody who does the bris mila on a ger, we know that one of the things that a goy has to do when he's converting, in the process, he has to do bris mila. So somebody who does the bris mila on a ger, he says, Oymer boruch ato Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam asher kichonu b'tzoyso v'tzivonu al ha'mila. The moel says, there's a mitzvah to do mila. He makes the bracha. V'amavorich oymer. There's no aviyah ben there. So what does the person who's making the brachas with the kois, what does he say? Asher kichonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu, Hashem has sanctified us with the mitzvahs and commanded us lomules agerim, to arrange for the gerim to have bris mila done. Ulahatif mehem dam bris, and to take out from them a drop of blood from the mila, because very typically a goy, when he comes to do the gerus, when he converts, there's no orlos skin left, and all one does is hatofas dam bris. Sheil moli dam bris, if not for the blood of the bris, loy niskaim ushmaim v'oretz, the world would not be able to stand. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, im loy berisi yoimom v'laylo, if not for the covenant which is on us day and night, non-stop, the bris mila stays with us all the time, wherever we are, whenever we are, then if not for that, chuka ishmaim v'oretz, loy samti, then the laws of the nature of the heavens and the earth would not have been established. Boruch ato Hashem, koyres habris. Hamol eso avodim. We've seen early on in the Perek that there's a mitzvah for an eved and for a shifcha. For a goy who becomes a slave or a maid to a Yisrael, they have to do gerus. And obviously if it's an eved, if it's a male, he has to do bris mila. So Oimer Ashekichonu Mitzoisu Vitzvonu Ala Mila. The Moel makes the bracha on the Mila. Hamavarich Oimer Ashekichonu Mitzoisu Vitzvonu Lomelos Avodim. There's a mitzvah to do bris mila to the avodim, and these are the psukim that we mentioned previously in the perek, that the miknas kesef and the yilid bayis, there's a responsibility on the master to bring them into Yiddishkeit, into Judaism. Ulahatif mem dam bris shel mole dam bris chukos shemayim v'aretz lo niskaimu shenemar im lo bris yomim v'lailo chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti boruch ato Hashem. The same text as we said for the Geirim. Hadron Aloch Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, B'siyata Deshmai, we finished Perek Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, and we're hopefully going to do Chazor on Perek Rebbe Eliezer de Mila, and we're going to start straight away Perek Toilin, the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer Oimir, Toilin es Hamishmeres, one's allowed to suspend a strainer, which is a type of a sieve, onto the barrel. Beyom Tov, and you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. And through this strainer, they used to sieve the wine from all the bits that were floating in it when you poured out the wine. V'chachomim oimrim, v'noisnin nitluya b'Shabbos. And if you had a barrel with the strainer already suspended on it from before Shabbos, you're allowed to pour the wine through this strainer. And the Mefarshim discussed why there's no issue of boira. You're not allowed to suspend the strainer onto the barrel on Yom Tov, and we're going to discuss in the Gemara why. And even if you already have a suspended strainer on a barrel, you're not allowed to pour the wine through it on Shabbos. But if on Yom Tov, if you already have the strainer suspended on the barrel, then on Yom Tov, because for Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do whatever it takes to prepare food, you're allowed to strain the wine through the strainer on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara. Now, at the beginning, the Gemara assumes that the reason, the discussion of suspending a strainer on a barrel is to do with boine. And we know that there's a melacha you're not allowed to build. Here, this is not a real building. It's called a binyan Arai, on oihel arai, it's something which is spreading out and it's lying flat on top of a barrel. It's an oihel, it's not permanent, so it's called oihel arai. And that's the discussion, is one allowed to make this oihel arai or not? Says the Gemara, Hashter Abeliezer oisufe oihel arai, loimois finon. We have a source and we'll soon see what it is, that according to Abeliezer, even if you have an existing oihel, an existing covering, and you're not allowed to even just add to it an oihel arai, even a temporary covering that's just an addition to an existing covering, you're not allowed to do. Lemevad lekatchila shari. How can Rabbi Eliezer here say that you're allowed to lekatchila take the strainer and suspend it on the barrel? That's making a covering on lekatchila. He doesn't even allow you to add to an existing covering. How can he say it's mutar lekatchila? Mayhi, where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not allowed to even be moisif on an oil arai? Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah that we've discussed on Daf Kuf Chaf Hei at length. Pkak hachaloin, if you have a shutter that's made in order to block up a window. Rabbi Eliezer oimer, bizman shekoshur v'toluy poikikin boy. When are you allowed to block up the window with it? Only if the shutter is an integral part of the building already. You're not adding something to the building. What determines that it's already part of the building? If it's not only tied onto the wall, onto the building, and it's also not dragging along the floor, it's suspended on the wall, then it's, in essence, it's part of the wall already, and all you're doing is lifting it and putting it into the window space, that's okay, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'im lav, but if it's not already attached to the wall, then ein poikin bo, you're not allowed to block the window with it. The Chachomim say, bein kach poikin bo, even if this shutter is not attached to the wall on that level, and then we saw in the Machlokas in the Gemara earlier, where according to the Chachomim, Are they just allowing you to put the shutter in the window if it's not suspended, but it at least has to be tied, or it doesn't even have to be tied? That was a discussion in the Gemara previously, but the Chachomim say that you're allowed to block up the window even if it's not attached on that level to the wall. V'omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hakel Moedim, everybody agrees, also Rabbi Eliezer, also the Chachomim, She'ein Oisin Oyel Arai B'tchila, B'yom Tov. You're not allowed to make a new covering on Yom Tov. Ve'ein Tzorech Leimah B'Shabbos, it goes without saying that on Shabbos you're not allowed to. The whole discussion is, you have a wall, you have a window space, you want to add to the wall, you want to add this shutter in to block off the window. That's the whole discussion. The whole discussion is whether you're being moisif oihel arai, and the contra b'liezer, you're not allowed to be moisif, and that's why it has to be attached and suspended before Shabbos or Yom Tov, and then you're not being moisif. It's already an integral part of the building. Shabbelezer oimer, Ein moisifin b'yontav, ein tzarech loima b'shabbos. The Chachomim oimrim moisifin b'shabbos, ein tzarech loima b'yontav. According to the Chachomim, you're allowed to add. And that's why it doesn't need to be attached on that level to the wall in order to allow you to block it up. And that's on Shabbos and even more so on Yom Tov. So you see here clearly that Rabbi Eliezer does not allow them to put the shutter in the window, even though it's just moisif and oil arai, unless it's already completely attached to the wall before. So why over here does Rabbi Eliezer allow you lekatchila to take the strainer and to suspend it on the barrel? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer sova lok Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that Rabbi Yehuda. The issue here is not, that means even though there may be an issue of making an oihel, but it's muta anyway on Yom Tov. Why? Like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela oichel nefesh bilvat. The Chachomim hold that the only thing you're allowed to do on Yom Tov that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is oichel nefesh, preparing food. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshira oichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says not only the actual preparation of the food, but anything you need along the way to be able to get to the food and to bring the food and prepare the food to be able to be prepared, that's also allowed to be done on Yom Tov. So here, straining the wine is oichel nefesh. Putting on, suspending the strainer is a melacha that you'd have to do. It's making an oihel, which is machshirim, it's preparing the barrel in order that I should be able to prepare the oichel nefesh by pouring the wine through it. So there, kontra b'yehuda, it's muta. So the reason Rabbi Eliezer says it's muta is because it's oichel nefesh. Blocking up a window is not oichel nefesh. Asks the Gemara, Eimer deshomino leilu Rabbi Yehuda b'machshirin, she'yev she'laseison me'erev yom tov. Rabbi Yehuda only allows you to do machshirim, to prepare on Yom Tov, in order to be able to do oichel nefesh, only the type of preparations that you couldn't have done before Yom Tov. B'machshirin she'ef she'laseison me'erev Yom Tov mishomesle. Who told you that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do those type of machshirim that you could have done before Yom Tov? You could have put this strainer onto the barrel before Yom Tov, and you didn't. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will not allow you to do it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer adifim Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it could be a kon Rabbi Yehuda, it would be asa. The only point that Rabbi Eliezer is taking, or is similar to Rabbi Yehuda, is that he even allows machshirei oichel nefesh, not just oichel nefesh. But it could well be that Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to do machshirin that you could not have done before Shabbat, before Yom Tov. And Rabbi Eliezer adds to that and says, I, Rabbi Eliezer, allow you to do even machshirei oichel nefesh, even those that you could have done before Yom Tov. And that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Toilin es ha-mishmeres b'Yom Tov. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.